Tens of thousands of Croatians took to the streets on Saturday in Zagreb to protest against tighter COVID-19 restrictions and mandatory vaccinations, even as the country is battling a renewed surge in cases. The nation of about 4 million people has one of the lowest vaccination rates in the EU. Health authorities said yesterday that about 52% of the entire population has received at least one jab, which includes about 47% of Croatians who have been fully immunised. Earlier this month, the country had record high figures of new cases, deaths and hospitalisations, reaching levels not seen since December 2020. Record high numbers were also seen in neighbouring Slovenia and other countries in the region, including Austria, which on Friday became the first country to announce a full lockdown. Meanwhile, in Europe's west, hundreds of people marched through the streets of Amsterdam yesterday. The gathering took place a day after police opened fire on protesters and seven people were injured in rioting that erupted in downtown Rotterdam around a demonstration against COVID-19 restrictions. The Dutch city's mayor called it an orgy of violence. Local resident and tour guide Hugo Gieterlink says the vaccinated and unvaccinated need to get along.
This policy makes a lot of conflicts between the people. It makes a lot of war on the micro and the macro level. I think it's very important that vaccinated and non-vaccinated, they have to make friendship again. They have to keep together. They don't have to fight with each other. We have to come out of here together. And for this, it's important to keep the peace.
I'm Tina Quinn, and you're listening to SBS News.